While you were gone, Mr. Honey, Elspeth was telling me about the games you two play. Very interesting.
Of course, I don't have much time to spend with Elspeth, but she's quite good at being by herself. Her mind is really developing quite remarkably.
Mr. Honey, I'd like to hear more about that tail falling off. When do you expect you'll know when the failure might occur?
Oh, well, I've known that for some time.
You know?
Oh, yes, yes. The answer is 1,440 hours of flight.
But thousands of aircraft have flown millions of miles without the tail assemblies falling off any of them because of vibration.
Yes, yeah, yes, that's quite true.
How long has your test been running, that tail assembly in the vibration shed?
832 hours, 14 minutes, and 7 seconds as of shutdown tonight. They don't allow me to run it more than 8 hours a day. The people in the neighborhood complain about the noise.
But didn't you give them your figure, 1,440 hours?
Oh, no, no, no. I never include detail in my preliminary report, Mr. Scott. Science is in no hurry. Whether I reach it a day or so later or earlier, it's of no importance.
It could be vitally important to the 50-odd people who take off in these reindeers every day.
No, now, Mr. Scott, you don't understand. I'm a scientist, and science is very exacting. It requires the utmost concentration. I can't be concerned with people. If a doctor is trying to find a cure for some disease, what would happen if he let himself be upset every time somebody got sick and died? He'd never get any work done at all. No, people must be somebody else's concern, Mr. Scott. I can't let them be mine.
Yet these very people are the ones
who... No, I have nothing more to say at the present time. And now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'd better be getting home now. My hat, I thought I left my hat when
But
I...
Mr. Honey, you live here.
I'm afraid I became upset, Mr. Scott. And when I'm upset, it's very easy to forget where I am. Goodbye, Mr. Scott.
Goodbye, Mr. Honey, and thank you for your time. And after I left Honey's home last night, Sir John, I came back here to the plant. I read the report on that reindeer that crashed in Labrador 2 months ago.
Oh, yes, pilot error, I believe. Went straight into a hill, didn't he?
I looked up how many hours of flight that particular reindeer had prior to the crash. The estimate given is 1,407.
You trying to prove Honey's theory for him?
No, not quite. We seem to have several photographs of the wreckage, but oddly enough, there's no photograph of the tail assembly.
They never found the tail assembly. Nothing unusual in that, I assure you.
I still think another inquiry should be made.
Very well, Mr. Scott. We'll take the taxpayers' money and send someone to Labrador to comb through that godforsaken country for a section of the tail spar. Is that what you want?
Yes, sir.
You don't know much about boffins, do you, Scott?
Boffins, sir?
Yes, scientists, researchers, the lab men. In the first place, a boffin has to be a bit balmy to be a boffin.
Yes, sir.
Well, our Mr. Honey is typical. He tells us that reindeers will fall apart after 1,400 hours. If I made statements like that, they'd lock me up. Well, how long before that infernal vibration of his is due to prove something?
Well, it'll be weeks yet, sir.
And get it on a 24-hour basis today. And assign someone to handle the complaints when they start coming in.
Very good, sir.
How many hours have been flown by the other reindeers we've delivered?
Oh, I doubt if any of the others has done more than 500, sir.
Well, praise heaven for that. I shouldn't want the job of asking the airlines to ground their nice new ships with no more to go on than what Mr. Honey says.
About the man who will go to Labrador.
Mr. Honey, of course. He started all this. Maybe a stiff climb up a hill will do him good. Still, he knows best what to look for, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
That's all, Mr. Scott. Tell Mr. Honey he's flying to Labrador immediately.